everyone. This is Michelle, your host at Drive to HR, the number one daily internet radio show for the HR professionals. Well, I already feel like it's Friday for some reason. I don't know what. But after talking to our guests during the pre-show, I'm pretty much excited to, you know, go live and do our show and talk to you all. So let's get right into it. Let's talk to our guest, Dustin Huberman. Hey, Dustin. Welcome to our show.
Thank you for, you know, having me on the show. And it's great to be, you know, on here and talk to you guys. I listen to the show often and, you know, excited to talk about, you know, anything with HR under the sun.
Well, glad to have your support. I know you have been such a supporter for Drive to HR. You have been, during the live show, I can see your tweets, and then you have been here before as well. And we actually personally connected on social media through Twitter and LinkedIn. We have actually connected, and this is the first time that I'm talking to you personally. So I'm so excited and honored to have you here with us today.
Yeah, I'm excited as well. And, yeah, it is the first time we've chatted, and looking forward to talking more about what we do here at the Kansas Sherm area and in our conference coming up.
Sure. Well, thank you. Before we talk more about Kansas Sherm, I would require your favor in terms of would you please introduce yourself so our audience can know a little bit more about you?
Sure. Like you said, my name is Dustin. I've worked at a casino in north of Topeka in Kansas. I've been there for over 11 years and didn't start out in HR, but it's been something that, you know, always interested me when I was getting my degree. I have my bachelor's degree in psychology, my master's in organizational development. Most recently, I got my SPHR designation, so I'm pretty proud about that. And like I said, I'm just kind of excited about, I'm passionate about HR and trying to, you know, make the workplace a better place for everybody.
Oh, first of all, congratulations to SPHR. Because
yes,
it's a big deal. Great. Well, I'm so curious to know. I haven't talked to you before, and I'm sure there are a lot of people who have already connected with you. But to our audience, I guess they can understand. They would like to hear more about how was your HR journey, a person who started his career and then he moved into a different, totally different industry, which is the casino industry. So most of our HR professionals don't know about the casino industry, I guess, so, which is entirely different than any other industry, I guess, because entertainment industry is something that is so sensitive and so different than a normal, regular industry that we can compare to. So can you talk a little bit about that? How
right.
Was your
well,
HR
I mean,
journey?
Sure. I mean, you know, in HR, you know, as an HR department, you know, you're kind of the, you kind of set the tone for the rest of the company. You're kind of like a customer service towards your employees. You build those relationships and making sure, you know, everyone is taken care of. But for casinos, you know, we're in the entertainment industry and we're also the hospitality industry. So what I like to say when people are, you know, ask me about what it's like, it's a combination of things. We have not only our casino games on the floor, but we also have a lot of positions that are in finance-related positions and IT that are kind of, you know, maybe things people don't think about when they think about casinos, but we're very hospitality-oriented. We're customer service first, and it's something we train everybody on. They have to, you know, on our customer service, we, you know, hit that, you know, it was one of our key points. It's something we, you know, take to heart, and it's something within every position that you have at the casino, you have to be able to convey, you know, those good, positive relationships. You got to be able to, you know, speak friendly and with the right tone and stuff. So we stress customer service as our number one priority.
So when it comes to, you know, employee communication, how do you do that? How do you go about communicating probably a change that is going to happen in your company to your employees?
Well, we do it a number of different ways. You know, We post stuff on any of our employee hallways and boards. We, you know, email our managers when they hold their employee buzz sessions, which buzz sessions is their meetings prior with their team prior to the start of their day for each shift. So we give that information out that way. And then we also will post information on our company Facebook careers page and then also through word of mouth when we see people. We try to remind them about key things coming up, you know, when our 401k providers are here to discuss questions with them. We would try to make sure that at every point we communicate as much as we can through various different channels, because not everybody will see a flyer or, you know, maybe not be at that meeting that day when they talk about that upcoming event. So we try to stress it throughout all of our communications.
Great. Well, actually, most of the organization, let's just say, best place to work are employers who really wanted to be their organization as a best place to work, incorporate this fun kind of an atmosphere in their organizations, right? So for from your perspective, from your organization, there isn't any need to incorporate that fun factor, I guess, which is already there. So
right, and we do a lot of employee events, too. I mean, we do employee golf tournaments, we have an employee picnics. You know, every this last month we had everybody got two free tickets to go to an amusement park so they can go, you know, take the day off and, you know, go there and have fun with their family. So, you know, we try to, you know, while the casino environment is a fun environment, it's always changing, we also try to provide opportunities, you know, outside of the workplace for our employees to go enjoy themselves when they have the time off.
That is really interesting, because they every day they are dealing or they are working in that kind of a work environment. So it's quite interesting that, yeah, you are taking your employees outside the organization and having that kind of a moment, or keeping that kind of a momentum in terms of building a relationship. So when it comes to, you know, as we started our conversation on employee communication, I just had this question that is coming in my mind. You know, when HR is sort of a, you know, policy making and procedure implementation, that is one aspect of our HR profession. But then still, when it comes to keeping a balance between communicating the right policies and procedures to the employees, but then still have that kind of a, you know, open communication among employees and make them feel comfortable enough to communicate back and forth to the higher management or to all the hierarchy. So what are your thoughts, or how do you go about doing that in your organization?
Well, I mean, we do have, you know, the, you know, standards for everybody to follow and kind of our policies that, you know, kind of guide us. But we keep our HR office open. The lobby is always open 24/7. They can, you know, access the computers for email and stuff like that. But we have our HR office open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Every day from Monday through Friday. And then on Saturdays, we're actually open too. We rotate Saturdays. So we're always trying to make sure our office is available for employees to come with questions. We, you know, any question an employee has, we're going to answer it as best we can. We're not going to, you know, say, well, we'll get back to you, or, you know, we'll come by later. When that employee is there and they have that question, we're going to try to get that question answered when they are there and present. And then through our organization, we don't, you know, throughout the day, we have access open. So like our executive leadership has their offices open. They're not, you know, doors aren't shut all the time. They're there, and, you know, we'll take questions. Our GM will take questions from employees that have them just that day. If they're there and they want to ask them a question, they can just walk down and ask them. We try to be as open as possible and try to just provide employees with as much opportunity as they have to, you know, speak with any concerns they have. We try not to hide, you know, shy away from those.
Great. That's a very great best practice that our audience can listen from you. And from an employee-based perspective, you have sort of, you know, floor managers that are that are taking care of how the day-to-day activities are going on in a casino. And then you have some higher level roles in your organization. So how do you go about, you know, training your employees and developing their skill set within the organization? Is there some opportunities for the employees that they can develop their skill sets in the organization?
Yes, we offer customer service training for anybody that, you know, while we have customer service as our focus, not everybody starts in a role that's going to be, you know, a customer-heavy position where they'll see a lot of customers. So we offer employees training through, you know, get additional skills for customer service. We have online trainings that employees can take at any time. They range from customer service to, you know, how to manage budgets, to, you know, workplace safety trainings. We also have regular safety meetings that employees can participate to get, you know, put in their input as to what they feel is, you know, should be changed or improved. We also have a safety program that if they, you know, see safety issues around the workplace, they can, you know, earn credits for prizes and stuff. And, you know, when they point out stuff that should be fixed that we didn't catch. And then any trainings that, you know, they want to go to and we can't offer or don't offer in the area, we'll look at if they can attend a conference, if, you know, whatever trainings they need, we're open to any ideas. So while we try to do a lot of our training in-house, we recognize that we can't do everything. So we'll look at opportunities to send people to conferences and to get additional trainings in our immediate area.
Well, you talked about something about the credit for attending the training. Did I get it correctly?
Well, it's for our safety. We call it a safety chip program. So, and it's related to when employees, we train a lot about safety in our workplace, nature of the hospitality industry. There's a lot of areas in which, you know, people are handling chemicals and working on projects in our facilities area. So we train them, you know, a lot about recognizing, you know, potential injuries and causes of workplace injuries before they should happen. So if, you know, employee recognizes, you know, even if it's just as simple as, you know, a drink spilled on the floor that someone could slip and fill on, as long as, you know, people recognize that and report it to their manager, and they'll get a safety chip. And the more chips you collect, you can get prizes like, you know, a grill or, you know, toolbox or as more chips you get, the higher level of prizes you can get. So there's an incentive for them that way, too.
Well, that is such a great encouragement, right? That is sort of giving your recognition and then encouraging the employees to have the right behavior in the workplace.
Yes.
Great. So I'm gonna switch the gear a little bit. I know you are the director of social media at Kansas State Council of Shrimp, and
yep.
You have an exciting news to share right now.
Yep, our state conference is actually coming up next September, or this coming month in September. September 25th through the 27th, we're going to be in Overland Park, and it's going to we're pleased to have awesome keynote speakers and our general session speakers. We have three keynotes. We'll have Jeff Tobe, Pearl Roveris McDonald, and Ryan Estes as our closing speaker. We also have other great session speakers such as, you know, Lisa Horn from National Sherm, Matt Charney, and Dwayne Lay will also be there, and also Donna Rogers will be there. So we'll have great representation on the social media front as well for those who are, you know, active in social media and on Twitter. And so while not every speaker that we have is, you know, talking about social media, they're speakers that, you know, have an influence in the social media world. So we want to be able to, you know, still drive that message as far as getting our attendees to adopt social media in their everyday, you know, lives, that they use it with their for their HR profession, that they, you know, adopt those technologies to help them in their daily role. So, you know, like I said as well, each of our speakers may not, you know, speak to about social media. We want to have great speakers lined up for our attendees to get a knowledge on, you know, anything from, you know, how to be a better using best practices in the workplace to workplace flexibility options that Lisa Horn will talk about. And so it's just we try to incorporate a wide range of speakers on different topics, while at the same time recognizing that we need to have speakers that are also involved in the social media world.
Great. I'm going to do a quick visit, everybody. You're listening to Drive to HR with our wonderful guest, Dustin Haberkamp. So, Dustin, you know, social media has changed a lot of industry, and with the emergence of it and with the implementation of it, we have been able to utilize different platforms and different arenas in a way that we can do our job in a better fashion. And so I'd like to know more details about what are some platforms that you are using in terms of highlighting the conference and making it reachable to a much bigger audience and helping them know each and everything that they can expect from this conference.
Sure. We use LinkedIn as actually our LinkedIn group for the Kansas State Council of Sherman is actually our biggest representation for Kansas HR professionals. We have close to 900 professionals in that group from Kansas, and it's kind of our main driver where we send a lot of our communication out. So we'll at least start a lot of our communication through LinkedIn as far as social media, and then we'll also post that on our Facebook page and our through our Twitter account as well. Talking with people at conferences and at meetings and around our area, it seems that I guess LinkedIn is the most comfortable form of social media for them to use at this moment. But we're still trying to, you know, get people more involved with Twitter as far as, you know, what it can do for them on a networking and engagement level, especially at conferences.
So when it comes to HR professionals, where do you see the most traffic or attraction comes from? Is it from Twitter or LinkedIn or from Facebook?
As far as, you know, engagement and in the activity, it would probably be a close tie between LinkedIn and Facebook. And like I said, we're still working on getting at the chapter level and at, you know, through one-on-one talks with our attendees, it's getting them open to be using Twitter in the workplace and to understand how they can use it in their role. And, you know, it's not only a way to get news and information, but it's a great way to recognize your employees and to, discuss, you know, topics with your employees and to reach potential candidates. So I think it's part of it is a lot of them, it's all new to them still. You know, for some reason, LinkedIn is very comfortable, but the others are kind of scary at this moment. So trying to get people, you know, more open to the different technologies by education, I think, is the main way we're going to see more traffic in those areas. But like I said, LinkedIn and Facebook have, you know, very good engagement, and we're trying to do better with that on Twitter as well.
That is quite interesting, and as I can see, like, if you're starting on social media, it basically depends upon where is your audience, and then where do you want to attract them initially. So you have did a wise decision in terms of starting it on LinkedIn, so that's where your audience base is. So that's interesting. So what are some of the things or some of the highlights that the audience can expect from this year's Kansas Shrimp Conference?
We'll have Drive-Thru HR there live at the conference. So that's one of our highlights, obviously. At the conference, we're going to have, big display boards, like drop-down screens and projectors with live tweets throughout the conference. We have a mobile app through Bizibo that will allow attendees to, you know, integrate their LinkedIn account with the app and engage each other and network with everybody that is using the app at the conference. With that, with the Bizibo app, we're able to kind of view social impressions actually as the conference is going on. So we're pretty excited about the mobile app. It's our first venture into that arena. So we're going to, you know, see how it goes over with our attendees. Our goal is to try to minimize as much paper as possible so that they're not, you know, lugging around backpacks and, you know, bags of paper and stuff, so they can free up their, you know, hands for more swag and stuff like that. So another highlight is, you know, obviously our awesome keynote speakers. We're really excited to have them all here this year. We think it's going to be a great conference, not only for, you know, people in HR, but those, you know, in marketing as well. We have a lot of topics about branding and how to brand not only yourself, you know, as an employer, but how you, your personal brand and how that reflects on your social networks.
So with that speakers lineup, how do you go about lining up these speakers, and what kind of a topic would you like to cover in this your Cancer Shrimp conference? How do you go about designing and designing that?
Well, we have our, you know, every year after the conference, we open up the next year for speakers, but we try to do topics that are, you know, kind of top of mind in the workplace. So I wouldn't say we have gear our conference every year a certain direction, but we always try to find topics that are out there in the workplace today. So we have some social media topics, topics about branding and culture, topics about how, you know, they can, where people can find the best talent. So like I said, it's not something we, gear towards one way or another. It's something that every year, the kind of the hot topics of that year, we want to make sure we stress at the conference as well.
That's fine. So personally, let me ask you, what aspects of the conference are you personally, you know, looking forward to the most?
I'm looking forward to, you know, meeting people I haven't met before. I haven't met Matt Charney in person before. He's from the Kansas City area, and so I'm really excited to meet him. I'm excited to meet Donna Rogers as well.
He's good people.
Good. I'm excited to meet, like I said, Donna Rogers as well, and to see Dwayne again. Dwayne was at our conference last year, so it's always great to catch up with Dwayne as well. But yeah, I'm just excited to meet, you know, the different speakers I haven't met, and to, and, you know, help, you know, teach and, you know, attendees, you know, one-on-one how to use Twitter, how they can use it in their, you know, HR role, and, you know, the benefits that come with that. And so I guess just personal and you know, evangelizing the use of social media is something I'm looking forward to as well, because, you know, I do that as much as I can throughout the year when I, you know, visit chapters and stuff and at our local chapter, but to be able to do it at a wider audience is something I look forward to as well.
Great. So, you know, we have a lot of state conference coming up, and we had a lot of state conferences as well. So why do you suggest an HR professional to attend these STREM conferences? What they can, you know, gain from these attending these conferences, and what is holding them back in terms of attending conferences?
Well, you know, they should attend our conference because it's going to be the best conference they can in order to gain knowledge about how they can incorporate branding into their workplace, how they can effectively, you know, help manage the different changes in workplace. You know, workers seeking a more flexible schedules and stuff like that, and you're realizing that workflex can work in your organization. And then, you know, going from that through looking at the hiring the right candidates and selecting the best HR technology. Sorry, what was the second part of your question?
Great. Well, I can say that some of the organizations, they don't sponsor their employees in terms of going to or attending these conferences or any other tech conferences, right? So what are your what's your advice to those employers in terms of engaging their employees in attending these conferences?
You know, whenever I talk to employers, they often stress that, like I said, you said before, they cannot sponsor them. But I try to go back to it. It's not necessarily, you know, having them away for a day that's the expense or the cost. It's you're also investing in their development as a person and as an employee. So it, not only are they getting additional training for themselves, but they're also getting training to help their own workplace and organization out. So it's something I try to stress when, you know, I have a business owner confront me with that obstacle, I try to look at to them as this is a training opportunity, not only for them, but for your organization as well.
Great. And we have about four minutes left right now. So one very quick question. What's your advice, or what are your words of wisdom to the young HR professionals or upcoming HR professionals so that they can excel in their career?
What I would say is, take all the classes and training that you can. Make sure you keep an open mind about you don't have. I would say don't feel that you would have to go to school for an HR degree to be in HR. I would say as long as you're, interested in, helping out an organization and getting a degree in business, finance, marketing, I would say there's no one degree that should fit HR, but it should be a passion about working with people and helping out the organization through the people perspective of HR. I would also highly suggest looking at obtaining a PHR if you can, if you meet the requirements. Definitely, even just taking the prep classes and gaining that information will help you out a lot as far as your knowledge of HR and knowledge of the best practices within HR.
Great. That's an excellent insight, Justin. And talk to us a little bit about your PHR preparation and how was it and how difficult was that or how easy that was for you?
Well, not easy for sure. I was able to be fortunate enough to have my employer send me to a prep class that we offered here at the local university here in Topeka at Washburn University, and I was able to take that prep course. We had awesome teachers, Cynthia Stotler, Lisa Carlton, and Larry Robbins. They did a great job of teaching our class. I think our class had a 85 or 90% pass rate for them teaching the class. So it was, I think it was a six-week-long class. We met one day each week. We had, we went through all the books, went through all the information. We had homework to do. It was kind of like being in college again. So I liked the fact that they took so much personal time with us and made sure we knew the information. That helped us out the most.
Great. I'm sure that will definitely help all those HR professionals who are going to prepare for their HR, PHR or FPHR or even GPHR. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today, Justin. And where can people find more details about Campus Shrimp Conference and how can people connect with you?
Sure. They can go to ksshrimp.com. And that's our website, and they can find out, if you are scheduled for the conference. They can also connect with us through the mobile app if they want to see our speaker outline there. They can find us on our Facebook page and our LinkedIn group and follow us on Twitter as well. You can find myself on LinkedIn. You can connect with me on Facebook and Twitter as well. So, lots of different ways you can connect with Kansas Sherm and with me.
And about the hashtag that they can follow on Twitter.
Yes, follow the conversation with the hashtag KSSHRM13.
Well, that's great. Well, Justin, thank you so much for joining with us today and sharing your... And we are so honored to have you here with us today.
All right. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks. So, everyone, there you have it. And talk to you all tomorrow. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.